Stay with us now for an essay by Kim Johnson.
As my puppy Harper and I explored Hillendale Park on a July afternoon, an SUV slowed nearby. The driver's side window rolled down and a lady's face appeared. "Can you help me?" she cried out. I walked closer and she continued. "Would you like to do your good deed for the day?" The woman, her gray hair pulled back in a loose ponytail, removed her sunglasses. I saw that she had sky blue eyes and that those eyes were crying. "What do you need?" I asked. I just want you to look at my dog," she said. "He's in the back seat." I peered in to view an enormous ancient boxer panting heavily. "His name is Rama. He's old and really sick. In about 30 minutes, I'm going to the vet to have him put down. So we're taking one last ride around the park because he's always loved it so much here. Your little puppy reminded me of Rama when he was a baby, and, well, I just wanted you to meet him," she murmured. I studied the old boy as he gazed beyond me, eyes muddied by cataracts. His coat, tawny and worn, was like the fur of an old stuffed teddy bear, one that had been deeply, fiercely loved. His mouth hung open, and he gasped for the air that eluded him. Clearly, it was time. "Hey, old fella," I said softly. "You've had a good run, haven't you? A really good run. Now you're going to get to rest." Turning to his owner, I said, "He really is a fine dog." I meant it. "Yes," she replied, "he is one fine dog." Refusing my offer to accompany her on her task, the woman took a deep breath and said, "I guess it's time." She summoned a smile and put her sunglasses back on. "Well, I just wanted you to see him. Thank you." Then her face disappeared as the window rolled up and the SUV slowly pulled away. I don't know why my puppy reminded her of a young Rama, as Harper is a black and white Boston Terrier, not a boxer. Perhaps it was her short muzzle, that endearing smushed-in face that both breeds share. Perhaps it was her puppy zeal as she flounced and pounced around the park, discovering her world. I realized that in this lady's moment of sorrow, she wanted someone to know, someone to bear witness to the fact that she had a faithful old dog that was about to die, and that Rama mattered. He mattered to her. Someday, I might be driving Harper around the park for the last time. Someday it will be her turn to go. Someday it will be mine. Death is the Niagara Falls that all living creatures float inexorably toward. We all are coursing down the river. We all must go over. We just do not know when that moment will be. If we are honest, we might admit that our greatest fear is not of death itself, but the fear that we may be forgotten. So along the way we reach out, planting our hands in wet cement, carving our initials on a tree, anything to leave a mark, to show that we were here. As an old dog showed me that day, though, the permanent tracks we leave are the ones that we press on the hearts of people we love. When my time comes, I hope I have someone alongside me as Rama did that day, someone that might call out to a stranger and say, "This person matters to me. The world is a better place because she has traveled here. She has made a difference."
Kim Johnson lives, teaches, and walks her puppy in Harrisonburg.